From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Violent demonstrations in Berkeley this year foreshadowed the recent white nationalist rally in Virginia that left three people dead. With police forces around the country now on the watch for similar protests, Daniel Potter looks at what they can do to prepare.
Some of the white nationalists in Charlottesville first tested their tactics in Berkeley, a bastion of free speech. Police here have to weigh not wanting demonstrations to turn violent against protecting the public's right to protest. Charles Key, a veteran of the Baltimore Police Department who's taught riot and crowd control, says it's a balancing act. If one person acts out in an otherwise peaceful crowd, you might not resort to dispersing everyone with tear gas.
And it may involve, at least initially, plainclothes officers be able to get around the person and then move in with uniformed officers in a surgical strike to remove them from the crowd.
Training and planning should be ongoing, Key says, because he doubts these problems are about to get better. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.
Three bills moving through the California legislature seek to catalog and raise money to address a backlog of untested rape kits. The kits contain DNA evidence from survivors of sexual assault, but testing them can cost law enforcement agencies $1,500 apiece. So police don't often test them, for instance, if the alleged assailant acknowledges a sexual act occurred. Case Western University sexual assault researcher Rachel Lovell says testing even those kits can help solve cases where the victim does not know the assailant.
They may link to a stranger one, and the non-stranger one has a name attached to it. So here is this stranger rape where he's not in the system, but he linked to another kit where, oh, look, here's his name.
One bill would create a fund for rape kit tests to which Californians could donate. Other proposals would require police to count, preserve, and report the reasons for unprocessed kits. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. Follow us on Twitter @KRCB News. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.